The Arkansas State Police has released names and details about a fatal accident in Black Rock on Monday. The state police reports that 42-year-old George Cottle of Imboden was killed. 51-year-old Randy Tribble of Pocahontas was injured when the vehicle that Cottle was in crossed the center line and hit the vehicle that Tribble was driving. The accident happened around noon Monday on U.S. 63 at the Black River Bridge. A man facing manslaughter charges in Texas County was in court on Tuesday. 42-year-old William White III is charged with first-degree involuntary manslaughter, second-degree assault, armed criminal action, and DWI after an accident in June that killed an 80-year-old Bucyrus resident and seriously injured a passenger. White will be back in court on April 21st for a pretrial conference, and a jury trial is set to begin May 26th in Pulaski County. The Shannon County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of a man on multiple felony charges. Ronnie Blake was arrested for probation violation. Blake had been on probation for multiple felony convictions, including resisting or interfering with arrest for a felony, possession of a controlled substance, and driving while revoked or suspended. According to the Sheriff's Office, the latest arrest resulted from Blake violating the terms and conditions of his probation. He's currently being held without bond, awaiting further court proceedings. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man on Wednesday for sexual solicitation of a minor. 48-year-old Kenny Ray Slack was arrested on an outstanding bench warrant from the Baxter County Circuit Court for three felony counts of sexual solicitation of a minor. For details on the arrest, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Last Thursday, Douglas County Sheriff's Office and Ava Police Department served a narcotic search warrant in the city of Ava on Grand Avenue. Sheriff DeGossi advised that methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia were seized. Arrested at the apartment were 55-year-old Kevin Hansen of Ava, and a warrant was issued for possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia, bond set at $5,000 cash. The other tenant, 57-year-old Lisa Story Ransom of Ava, was arrested on the previous day after providing a positive drug test. She was subsequently charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $5,000 cash only. The former Hoxie mayor was found guilty yesterday in a theft trial. 70-year-old Dennis Coggins is accused of stealing flooring material from the city. The city had purchased 45 boxes of material and used only 15, and when they went to get the additional 30 boxes, it was gone. The flooring was allegedly used on a home owned by Coggins. Coggins will be back in court today for sentencing. Ice-covered roads were the cause of several accidents on Wednesday in the listening area. At 3:40 a.m. Wednesday, a 54-year-old man and 13-year-old boy from Ava both suffered minor injuries when the vehicle they were in slid off the road and overturned. The accident happened on Highway N, 15 miles north of Ava. Another accident was reported at the same time at 3:45 a.m. east of Mountain View. A 50-year-old man from Mountain View suffered minor injuries when he slid on ice, ran off the road and overturned. The accident happened on Highway 63 miles east of Mountain View. At 4 a.m., a 55-year-old woman from McKenzie, Alabama, suffered moderate injuries when she lost control on ice, traveled off the road, and overturned. That accident happened on U.S. 63 at Brandsville. At 5 a.m., a 46-year-old man from Seymour suffered minor injuries when the semi he was driving slid off the road and overturned. That accident happened on U.S. 60, 4 miles west of Mountain View. Then at 5:30, a man from Birch Tree suffered minor injuries when he slid on the ice and hit an embankment. That accident happened on Missouri T, 3 miles north of Thomasville. At 5:30, a man from Mammoth Springs suffered minor injuries when he slid on ice-covered road and was stuck in the path of another vehicle that then hit his vehicle. That accident happened on Highway 142, 5 miles east of Thayer. Then at 5:40 a.m., a 25-year-old man and 22-year-old man, both from Mountain View, both suffered minor injuries when a vehicle slid on ice, turned sideways, and was hit by the vehicle that they were in. The accident happened on Highway 63 and a half miles east of Mountain View. The Thayer Mammoth Spring Rotary met Wednesday for their weekly meeting. One of the guest speakers was Mike Crace. Mike talked about the annual St. Jude Radiothon set for February 11th on the e-communication stations. Mike first talked about the goal this year.
We haven't set a goal yet that I've heard for this year, but last year we did around 275,000. So, and you know, that's one day that deserves a great big wow, because that is a great number. And so we will embark on at least a $275,000 day.
He talked about the start of the Radiothon on K-Country 95.
We started about 37 years ago. First Radiothon we did was not affiliated with Country Cares. Somebody had come to us that had a daughter who was a St. Jude patient and said, there are some stations that are doing Radiothons. So we did one. And then we found out that Randy Owen, the lead singer of Alabama, was a very good friend of Tennessee Curtis. Tennessee was a little girl from Mammoth Spring, Arkansas, who was a patient. And I hate to use this term, but it's the only one I know to use. Tennessee was the first poster child for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And just by happenstance, she was a great young lady. I had an opportunity to interview Tennessee a couple of times before she passed away. She lost her battle, but her and Randy Owen became friends on his visits to the hospital. And Randy became friends with Danny Thomas, who was the founder of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And Randy said, we need to do something. We need to combine all the country radio stations around the country and do something to raise money for St. Jude.
You can listen to all of the St. Jude presentation on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. A Missouri lottery player in Alton uncovered $77,777 prize on a $777 jackpot scratchers ticket purchased at the Alton Quick Connection on Highway 160 West. The prize was recently claimed at the Lottery Springfield Regional Office. Players have won more than $25 million in prizes since the $10 777 jackpot scratchers game was released. Over $9 million in prizes remain unclaimed, including a top prize of $777,777, an additional prize of $77,777. In fiscal year 25, players in Oregon County won more than $1.7 million in Missouri lottery prizes. Retailers received more than $173,000 in commissions and bonuses, and more than $1.3 million in lottery proceeds went to education programs in the county. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office weekly arrest report is now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.